Script Good Day Australia. This is Paige Estrotori, bringing you the daily financial services news wrap presented by Financial Services Online. We will delve into the latest insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management stories that have dominated headlines. Let's dig in. Saturday, August 23rd, was a historic day for the Australian Securities Exchange 200, as it surged past the milestone 9,000-point mark for the very first time, closing at 9,019.10. This grand rally saw backing from all sectors, with top performers including the Super Retail Group, which rose by over 12% thanks to a favorable earnings report, and Brambles that made a jump of over 13% on the back of increased profits and a hefty choice to buy back $622 million worth of shares. The impressive growth did see some outliers, with Commonwealth Bank, who registered minimal gains, and James Hardie experiencing a significant fall of over 9%. In currency matters, the Australian dollar fell slightly, currently trading at 64.23 US cents. Despite mixed outcomes, this historical market growth is undeniably a major milestone, according to financial analyst Kyle Rada. Investors eagerly await upcoming fiscal reports amidst a backdrop of global trade tensions. On the taxation frontier, Treasurer Jim Chalmers has indicated potential tax reforms aiming at tackling intergenerational inequity. In an economic gathering, Chalmers mooted the idea of diminishing superannuation tax breaks for the affluent in a bid to fund tax cuts for working Aussies. He emphasized this especially for those harboring multi-million dollar superannuation balances. Chalmers also raised the possibility of a reasonable company tax rate of 20% for smaller businesses, all in pursuit of creating a sustainable tax system for the generations to come. In other news, the Australian dollar is facing strains courtesy of uncertainty surrounding the Federal Reserve's interest rate stance and ambiguity about U.S. economic growth. Import costs may escalate, and inflation could impact the Australian economy. However, there are ongoing deliberations on these potential impacts. Rounding off today's wrap, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, settled a car insurance payout dispute involving an ex-couple. In the April accident, the man claimed a $55,950 payout from insurer IAG. Despite him being the registered owner, his ex-wife, who was the policyholder, won the day and blocked the payout. AFCA sided with IAG, but also criticized them for the delay in identifying the rightful payout recipient. And that wraps up today's news. Stay tuned to Financial Services Online for more updates on your financial matters. For more information, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori. Thank you for joining us.